God is light so pure, that is very sure.
He contains no sin.
There's no night with him. If we walk in darkness, then we're not doing right. Light, light, give me light. Make it pure and make it bright. Drive away the dark of night. Oh, 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 oh. God said to Adam and Eve, go and multiply. But in the day you disobey, then you shall surely die. But after a while the serpent came, teaching them to sin. He deceived, they believed, and chose to follow him. Light, light, give me light. Make it pure and make it bright. Drive away the dark of night. Oh, 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 oh. Now God was walking in the garden in the cool of day. He learned the serpent tricked mankind and led them far astray. Because they chose the way of death, Adam and his wife, God did have to drive them out to keep the way of life. Light, light, give me light. Make it pure and make it bright. Drive away the dark of night. And God divided light from the dark of night. Light, light, give me light. Make it pure and make it bright. Drive away the dark of night. Oh, 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 light.
Oh, it came to pass when men began to multiply and fill the land, God saw what became their state. What he saw did grieve him sore. It could not go on anymore. The wickedness of man was very great. So there were waters down below, waters up above, separating hatred from love. But Noah was a man inclined to walk diversely from mankind. He was perfect in his ways. Before the waters did appear, that man was warned and he moved with fear, 'cause life would be destroyed within his days. And there were waters down below, waters up above, separating hatred from love. And then the waters did appear, and every living creature disappeared. And after all the rain, only Noah did remain. And the waters were restrained till all was clear. Noah and his family did multiply abundantly and filled the earth like before. The rainbow was a sign which meant that death would not again be sent by waters of a flood forevermore. Like the waters down below, waters up above, separating hatred from love. Waters down below, waters up above, waters keeping the way of love.
The Lord said to Abram, if you leave your father's home and you get out of your country for a land that you are shown, I'll make of you a nation and make very great your name, and in you the families of the earth a blessing will obtain. Now Abraham was faithful and he did did as he was told. He lived until a good old age and died when he was old. And his seed became a mighty nation, just as was foretold. And the promises to Abram were beginning to unfold. Time did pass and God did hear the groans of Abram's seed. Israel in Egypt had become in bitter need. So Moses called to Pharaoh and led the children through the sea and brought them to the land where they were going to be free. Hear, O Israel, he said, listen to what I say. Heed the words I'm going to speak into your ears today. Keep them and apply them and obey every command, for they're the rules to be kept inside the promised land. Moses died and Israel went into their promised land. Throughout the days of Joshua they obeyed every command. The land was given to the seed just like the story shows. But hear what happened when another generation rose. The promises to Abraham were never supposed to end. But Israel turned to evil and they started to offend. Whatever seemed right in their eyes was done by everyone. So the promises will be fulfilled when latter days do come.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God too. In Him was life, and the life was the light, and the light shined clearly through. But the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness didn't know that He made all things, and He gave men power that the light could spread and grow.
Two great lights, one rules the day, one rules the night. Look up high, there's a lesson in the sky.
Well, David had a kingdom that was given to his son, who ruled the world with wisdom when there was peace for everyone. But the prophet said a child would come that God was going to send to rule the world from the throne of David when the peace would never end.
Two great lights, one rules the day, one rules the night. Look up high, there's a lesson in the sky.
Well, David's kingdom ended and was taken from his land by Babylon, who ruled the world when darkness made it stand. But the ones who sat in darkness began to see great light, while a greater kingdom was at hand, its power shining bright.
Two great lights, one rules the day, one rules the night. Look up high, there's a lesson in the sky.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God too. In Him was life, and the life was the light, and the light shined clearly through. But the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness didn't know that He made all things, and He gave men power that the light could spread and grow.
Two great lights, one rules the day, one rules the night. Look up high, there's a lesson in the sky. Two great lights, one rules the day, one rules the night. Look up high, there's a lesson. There's a lesson. There's a lesson in the sky.
Thank you.
Suddenly there came a mighty sound from heaven above that filled them with the Spirit that would fill
said, let's make man in our image, let them be like us, let them have dominion over all the work we've done, and let them rule together just like one. There's a wedding coming soon, already it's begun, so heed this tune before the day is done. There will be two turned into one, together they created Adam, but not to be alone. He brought to him a woman taken from his flesh and bone. And they became as one together, perfect as could be. And this portrays an awesome mystery. There's a wedding coming soon, already it's begun. So heed this tune, before the day is done. There will be two turned into one, together they will be one. The Son of Man will come again to rule everything, and his dominion will endure, and the earth will have a king, and the king will have a partner just like Adam had a wife. She'll be ready soon for everlasting life. There's a wedding coming soon, already it's begun. So heed this tune, before the day is done. There will be two, turned into one. Together they will be one. Together they will be one. Together they will be one.
And in the last days it will come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house will be established at the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above all the hills. And all nations will flow unto it, and in that day many people will come and say,
let's go up to the mountain, to the house of the Lord. Let's go up to the mountain, to the house of the Lord. Take a drink from the fountain. There's no price to afford. Rivers flow in the mountain from the throne of the Lord.
The earth is full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. They'll never hurt or destroy anymore, but live peacefully.
Let us rest from our sorrows. Let the peace be restored. While the whole earth is resting on the day plowshares made from spears and from swords. Everyone walks the pathway in the light of the Lord.
And he will judge all the nations around, and they'll never learn war again. Teach us his laws and his ways. Love will be real and never end.
Let's go up to the mountain, to the house of the Lord. Let's go up.